It is the number, one of our look backs on a number in Premier League history that Liverpool have had. We obviously have the Premier League thing because it was the Premier League that brought in the squad numbers. This one is number three. Phil is hugely entertained. I've got Phil Blundell, Damien Cavanna and Sean Bennett. Phil's hugely entertained because he's realised that of all the things I've got spreadsheets and lists of that we've done at the Anfield Wrap, I've never written down what numbers we've done before.
I think the last two times you said we're going to do this number and I've had to say, I think we've done that number. And not easy to find as well.
Yeah.
Because you basically have to write Anfield Wrap number X. So if you write number X, the old shows at the very start
were all numbered.
Called numbered.
I know, Phil. I've discovered this myself whilst Googling them.
So
yeah.
I was like, I'm sure I did four last year. And we were going to do that. And then we found out that we had already done four.
We had done four. So we're going to go all the way back. We're going to do three. Please don't tell me we've already done three. I couldn't find three. Phil looked for three. If someone listens to this and says, no, you did do three, we're in real trouble. So we're going to do three in the Premier League era, which means that we go all the way back to David Burrows. Now, I'm made up, I've got you.
Yeah.
Because
I thought this might be
a me and you show, Damien, on David Burrows. What did you think of David Burrows?
A nice lad. So he was the first squad number three, wasn't he?
Yeah.
One of the things about the Premier League squad numbers that I miss is, you know, the Crimbo thing, "Oh, come all ye faithful," and we all sing that. But there was another subplot one that used to roll on in the background, and it used to be the 12 Days of Christmas. And it would be start off instead of "Wanna be Brucey in our goal," and you'd be going through the songs and whatever. Five, Mark Wright. Four, Stevie Nicol. Three, David Burrows. Two, Robbie Jones. Anna Brucey. And it could just roll on for ages. And it'd keep you warm while the game's crap and all that, you know. And so I just wanted it, when it was talking about the numbers in there, you know, I just remember that. And so for that reason.
By the way, Five, Mark Wright really works.
Yeah. It does, doesn't it? So that was the first thing. David Burrows was in the first era of, and him and Stan Staunton come onto the scene at the same time, and they were both my age. Now, you noticed that?
Yeah.
Usually, you know, the players are older than you, and then you catch them up. You know, I'm older than the fucking directors now. But but I remember that. And so David Burrows was like, he was affectionately known, and people weren't really meaning it, the beast, because he could do the defensive bit, and he could hurt people. And Stan was like, he could play.
Yeah.
And so we had these two lads who could play at left back. And you sort of like, you wish you could put them all into one. But Burrows was a committed player and, you know, good at what he did, but not, you know, he wasn't great on the ball and that, you know what I mean? If he was here now, I'd tell him, you know what I mean? Because I do, straight away, I said, a nice lad. And so in a very successful Liverpool team, he would be part of those players who were like putting a shift in, being where they needed to be, making sure the other players could have the ball and all that, you know what I mean? But the other team would let him have the ball as opposed to letting Steve Nicol have the ball or Mark Wright have the ball.
Or Staunton have the ball.
Or Stan, yeah. So, but he was very energetic, very passionate and always gave his all. When we sold him, it was the right time to sell him, but not by who replaced him. And then that's another conversation.
Well, that's
when
the next
we come
one.
To that one. Jesus. But Stan and Burrows, they represented all the best bits of a left back in two halves. Do you know what I mean? He did, do you know what I mean? And if you could have put the two things together. But Burrows, I can only say nice things about him. And, like, you know, he clearly loved playing for Liverpool. And I remember him scoring the goal in the derby after about 5 seconds or something. Literally, you know, blew the whistle and it was in the net, sort of thing, you know. But also, yeah, of course, at the time, you know, he was involved in the club. He signed in 1988, and I know for a fact that when I'd gone to the Hills Memorial Service at the Cathedral, he wasn't playing for Liverpool anymore, and he'd still turned up. And I seen him on the way out, and I just was like, nice one, mate. And that's not the only reason I thought he was a nice lad, but that just cemented it.